Breakthrough! Have you ever been on the receiving end of a personal breakthrough session? This is one of my primary offerings that I've pretty much developed quite a good reputation for offering back in the early stages when I started life coaching. Now, I just want to lay a few foundations, all right, on what we must become highly effective at if we want to lead people through breakthrough sessions. It's not like there's three steps we must follow. It's not like there's any rules to this. In order for us to help a person receive or experience a personal breakthrough, all that we need to be able to do is lead them into a greater degree of insight and truth about what is actually possible for them. All right, I've been on the receiving end of some trainings over the years talking about breakthrough sessions being 4 hours long, 5 hours long, being process-based and all that kind of stuff. And what I'm going to suggest is that a breakthrough is just the same as a shift in perspective. Now, here's the thing. You might be thinking that's no major thing, but I've worked with guys, you know, in the past, men especially, when I was coaching ex-military service personnel. And many of these guys had been to doctors and mental health organizations who had labeled them as being depressed and as having post-traumatic stress disorder, kind of like these things are illnesses. I'm not belittling anyone's experience here, but what I am undermining are labels, all right? Because the second a person identifies with a label is the moment that they become absolutely trapped and ensnared by the label, all right? I hope you picked up that distinction there. So, we never undermine the person's experience because a person's experience is always going to be real for them, same as symptoms are real. Emotions are real things. But where emotions come from, all right, well, this is something that there's a few different worldviews on. Some people, many psychiatrists would say that emotions are sicknesses and illnesses and conditions. I say that emotions are simply the result of the quality of the thinking that we engage in. Are you with me? Listen, put this idea to the test. Test this. I promise, I guarantee you will find that what I say is true, regardless of what is commonly believed. All right, so working with a number of guys who had been defined as having post-traumatic stress disorder, who were defined as being depressed, being anxious, being stressed, being this, being broken. What I understood, having taken this journey of self-exploration and development and growth myself, was that I didn't need to be defined and limited and boxed in by any of these things. For me, going back in the years after having terminated my military service, the doctors tried putting these things on me once. They said, Cain Ramsey, you have post-traumatic stress disorder. Cain Ramsey, you have anxiety and depression and all that kind of thing. And just to give you a little bit of context here, I shared with you the beliefs that I developed that I wasn't enough, that led me to this place in my life where I wanted to join the army to do something significant with my life. Now, I remained in the military for around about 9 or 10 years until I decided that I wanted to experience life on the other side of the fence. What I didn't understand back there, what I didn't prepare for, was the fact that my identity was pretty much based upon me being a soldier and me being a good soldier at that. All right, so I pretty much based my confidence upon my ability to do what I was doing well back then. The problem came the day that I left the army, handed back my identity card. I actually handed back a little bit more than just a bit of plastic. I handed back my entire identity. I defined myself as being a soldier. I defined myself on an identity level and by what I did for a living. Now, this is a common mistake that many people make. In the same way the gentleman I told you about in the last video, the footballer, he defined himself as being a footballer. So guess what happened the day that he wasn't physically able to keep on playing football? Well, that's right, he entered into this identity crisis. Anxiety about his future, he was stressed in the present, he felt sad because he was leaving a whole lot of stuff that he'd loved doing for many years behind. All right, and sometimes we do mourn parts of our past when we go through life transitions. But here's the thing, the only constant in life is change. If we are not changing, we're remaining the same. And if we're remaining the same, we're not growing. And if we're not growing, we're dying and we're not learning anything new. So life is all about change. It's all about levels and stages. We need to work through one stage of life and overcome one stage of life to move up to a higher level. Most people don't get this. All right, so what's true in the stories that I've already shared? Very much true in the context of these ex-military men's lives who I was working with back then. They'd come with this identity belief. They were soldiers, but now they weren't soldiers. Now they were just anxious. Now they were just PTSD. Now they were just mental health patients, useless, worthless, broken people. That was how they'd come now to define themselves. And why this was a problem for them was because they didn't want to be. All right, think back to the levels of consciousness that I shared earlier on. Many of these guys were operating at this place of victim. They weren't victims in the military, but the second they'd left the military and the support network that they were used to was no longer there for them, they defined themselves as being victims. I have feelings. I have an emotion. Therefore, I'm a victim to my feelings. I have an illness. I have a condition. I have this. I have that. Now, here's the thing. It might very well be the case that people do contract conditions and ailments and illnesses in life. But the fact of the matter remains that, you know, it's not what happens to us in life that impacts us the most. It's how we choose to react or respond. I mean, one of the greatest examples I could give, I remember having two friends that lost limbs. And one guy lost a limb in Afghanistan. One guy that I knew lost a limb in Iraq while serving in the two conflicts. The first guy ended up getting a big military payout. And when I saw him around about 5 years later, he had drunk himself to absolute death. He'd wallowed in self-pity. He'd become the victim. And all he would talk about was himself. Now, I'm not undermining the guy's experience here. But what I am undermining is the way that he responded to his experience. He decided from that day forth he was going to be a victim for the rest of his life. And because the military wouldn't take responsibility for him and care for him the way that he wanted them to, because society wouldn't, because the doctors and nurses couldn't make him feel better, because the military charities wouldn't continue to keep on giving him cash payout after cash payout after cash payout for having served his country, he felt hard done by. And any time I spoke to him, all I would get was sob story after pity party after pity party. Now, it might seem like I'm being a little bit compassionless here, but I'm not, because as life coaches, it's not about giving people sympathy. It's about, yes, empathically relating to where they're at, but sympathy serves no one. Especially when I was interacting with this other guy at exactly the same time, and yes, he'd lost a limb as well. And what he went on to do was he ended up joining the Paralympics as a swimmer, and he's won all sorts of gold and silver and bronze medals. So here's the thing, what I'm saying here is we all respond to our life's events differently. All right, two guys, one guy lost a limb and decided that he was a victim, then another guy lost a limb a few years later and decided that he was not going to allow this to become a crutch or a noose around his neck. He was going to continue to keep on living his life in the way that he always had done. Perspective. Perception. How we view ourselves will determine how we go on to act and behave. So, breakthrough is about helping our clients to look at their life's circumstances, the situations that they find themselves in, from a perspective that perhaps just currently differs from the one that they're looking through and from, if that makes sense. Guess what happened? The second that I informed ex-military guy number one, who was having his pity party, about what ex-military guy number two was doing with his life. Well, inside of the military, you've always got this culture of competitiveness going on. So soldier number one said, well, if he's doing it, I'm guessing I can do something as well. And I said, yes, absolutely. I guess that's a real shift in perspective. Now, obviously, a bit more went on in the conversation than just that. But what I'm saying is, A breakthrough session doesn't have to be something complex. It's just when we lead our clients through the process of looking at an issue or a challenge that they perceive themselves as having, or a limitation they think they have. Just looking at this from a slightly alternative perspective, realizing that they actually have more options available to them than what they previously perhaps believed that they did. Are you with me? Possibly, possibly not. Don't worry. In the next video, I'm going to invite back Karen, and I'm going to lead Karen through a personal breakthrough session. I've got no idea what we're going to be talking about. I like to go into conversations like this without any agenda whatsoever. But I do understand that we're all going through the process of growth and development, and none of us are there yet. So we all have perceived limitations, which means that we can all benefit from personal breakthrough sessions. If you've never been on the receiving end of one of these before, and if you are a member of Ecology, then why not join the Personal Breakthrough Sessions Forum and see if you can find one of our awesome members to take you through a breakthrough session today. If you're not a member of Ecology, that is absolutely fantastic. I'm going to demonstrate onto Karen how to deliver one in the context of a coach-client relationship. So these are personal breakthrough sessions, no real format, just a truth-based discussion, where all I'm going to be doing is asking Karen questions, kind of like how I did before, really urging her and probing her and challenging her to look at her life and her current beliefs, worldviews, perspective from alternative angles. That's pretty much it. So I look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.